No doubt about it. However, you know, one of the points it also it alludes to is growing weaknesses in the very structure of the European Union, because with all that legislation, with all these controls that Europe is having and actually has on its food supplies, it all of a sudden seems to have a third world contamination crisis, which one would not expect to find, of all places, in Germany, in Hamburg and in Lübeck. So in a way, I insist, I think that we are seeing probably different forces within the European Union, maybe some that don't like the way the European Union is working. There are a lot of people around that who want to, in a way, see that the European Union should change some of its ways, and in specific cases such as this one, could help to drive the point. At the same time, it can help to drive Spain towards a growing financial and economic crisis, which is already looming very close to it on its horizon.
But are you saying also that the media is quick to respond to this and also push that agenda that you're talking about behind the scenes, as you say, in the European Union? Or do you think it's just another story that the media really would want to hype up? It's just another a story for scaremongering, and that the media is mainly to be responsible for this?
Well, no, I think it would be unfair to say the media are directly only responsible for this. However, the media do respond to specific powers, whether it be their shareholders, advertisers, or the people who actually control the media. There is a tendency to push specific stories. Only 1 month ago, the entire planet was just watching a royal wedding. Then 2 days later, the alleged killing of Osama bin Laden, and now everybody seems to be going hysterical or very concerned about the E. coli outbreak. I think that what we are seeing is, in a way, the engineering of social control so that public opinion can be drawn one way, the other way, and back and forwards all the time, even observing what the results are. Because what we are seeing, that's my own personal opinion, I must say, is psychological warfare developing in front of our eyes on a daily basis. And very often, we saw this with the avian flu scare of 2005, the swine flu scare of 2009, where all these things were on the verge of creating a terrible problem, and then they just completely disappeared from the media. So I often scratch my head when I see stories fully blown in the media, and then they just completely disappeared. Is somebody making some sort of a survey, so to speak, taking the conclusions, taking the data, and then just leaving that story at that and going to the next quote-unquote crisis, whether it be of a terrorist or a pandemic or any other type of or political or economic even.